Alright. Going back to the topic, here we find, I'm going again, a person is said to be just when he performs all those acts which are obligatory upon him and refrains from all those things which are forbidden to him. And the sign of being just is that one is apparently of a good character. Look, it depends, apparently of a good character. So that if inquiries are made about him from the people of his locality or from his neighbors or from those persons with whom he lives, they would confirm his good conduct. And if one knows that verdicts of the mujtahids differ with regard to the problems which we face in everyday life, it is necessary that the mujtahid who is followed be alim, the most learned, the jurist, who is more capable of understanding the divine laws than any of the contemporary mujtahids. So here in this issue we have to know who is the mujtahid and how we can take the fatwa of this mujtahid. Now I'm going to read the issue again from the beginning in order to have the complete idea, and if we did maybe some misunderstanding or we maybe miss some words. So taqlid is religious laws, means acting according to the verdict of a mujtahid. Acting, doing your actions according to the fatwa of the mujtahid, according to the verdict of the mujtahid. It is necessary for the mujtahid who is followed, just like Sayyid Sistani, to be male, Shi'i, Ithna Ashari, adult, sane, of legitimate birth, لم يتوالد من الزنا, living and just, living, الحياة, and just, العدالة. A person is said to be just. So here, how do you explain that a person, he is just? Shall we go after him to his house and search what he is doing inside his house? How is he dealing with his wife, his son, or his daughter? No, we don't need all that. We know him, he is just, that he is only fixed on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do for the obligatory actions. For the obligatory actions, like what? Like salah, like fasting in Ramadan, like giving khums, and like doing hajj if he is able, if he is mustati', So, if Mujtahid himself, he kept himself in doing these obligatory orders from Allah, so he is just, he is adil. I don't need anybody to go and search after him or run after him inside his house or something like that. No, just the appearance, the thing that we can see from him, that when the Adhan al-Dhuhr comes, we can see him, he is waiting for prayers times. When Adhan Maghrib is coming, we found that Marji', we found that Mujtahid is waiting for Maghrib prayers. So, in all these brothers and sisters, we have to know how to choose the Marji', and how about his just, adalatu, his just. It is just the thing that we can see, and we don't want you to go and run after him and to check what is his behavior inside his family. I hope it is clear to you, brothers and sisters, and if you have a question, I'm listening, and if you like to write it in English, or if it is difficult to you, write it in Arabic, it doesn't matter, I'll answer your question. Now, issue number three. There are three ways of identifying a mujtahid and the alim. There are three ways of identifying mujtahid or alim. For example, brothers and sisters, nowadays, if we go to Najaf, we found more than one mujtahid. For example, Sayyid Sistani, Hafizullah, then Sayyid Muhammad Sa'id al-Hakim, then Sheikh Bashir al-Najafi, then Sheikh Muhammad Ishaq al-Fayyad. So we have four jurists, four marji' in Najaf. But who is the marji', who is the leader of the ta'ifa, who is the leader of Shia? How can I know this person, he is a mujtahid? So there are three ways of knowing this mujtahid. The first way of knowing mujtahid is that by examining him or testing him by yourself. You go to the marji' and ask him some few questions, and these few questions will explain to you that this is the a'lam, this is the more knowledge of the others. Let's see in the book what it is written according to Sayyid Sistani. He said there are three ways of identifying a mujtahid, a jurist, and the a'lam. The first one, or the first way, when a person is certain that a particular person is a mujtahid, when you are sure, you want me to repeat again? Okay. Yes. which one? The three ways? The three ways, Mr. Haider, of knowing Mujtahid or A'lam? He's just right. Which number? Number? The three ways? Yes, please. Okay. Thank you. I'm ready. So, according to issue number three in Minhaj, issue number three, according to Sayyid Sistani, he said there are three ways of identifying لمعرفات, identifying a mujtahid. How do I know this person? He is al-a'lam. He is the first among the rest of the jurists, among the rest of mujtahideen. How do I know this is the one? He said, when a person is certain that a particular person is a mujtahid, when somebody is telling you that, for example, Mr. X, I'm not going to say to say the names of the marja's, I'm going to say just the simples. If somebody said that Mr. X or Sayyid X or Sheikh X, he is a mujtahid, he is a particular mujtahid, or the most learned one, or the most learned one. You see, somebody, what does it mean by somebody? Somebody, not a normal person, not a normal person, but a student of Hawza, Talib Hawza, Hawzawi. This is what we are saying, somebody. So when somebody sign or refers to this, he is a jurist or a mujtahid or the most learned one. For this, he should be learned person himself and should possesses the capacity of identify a mujtahid or an a'lam. So that the person, the follower, mukallaf, if he is assured or somebody is telling him that Sayyid X or Sheikh X, he is a mujtahid, so this follower, this mukallaf, he go to that mujtahid by himself and know his capability, or examine his information. Just like in Arabic, to making a test, يختبر المرجع. Yes, making a test or examine a مرجع. And it is, by the way, is this way easy for everybody? It is that anybody can do this by himself. I mean, like me, I am a mukallaf, a follower. Is it easy for me to go for mujtahid or jurist and examine that jurist? Definitely, this is very difficult for a mukallaf to go by himself and make or and examine the mujtahid, the jurist himself. So, this is the first way that the follower himself went to mujtahid and examined him. All right. Now, way number two. When two persons who are learned and just and possesses the capacity to identify a mujtahid or the a'lam confirm that a person is a mujtahid or an a'lam, provided that two other learned and just persons do not contradict them. In fact, being a mujtahid or an a'lam can also be established by a statement of only one trusted and reliable person. This second way, dear brothers and sisters, if you can't know this marji' by the first way, like going to the jurist himself and examine him, so what shall you do? What is the second way? The second way, you have to find two persons, they are going to identify a mujtahid to you. For example, if I have two jurists or more than one mujtahid, how can I know which one is the most learned or which one is the mujtahid? If two people came to me, okay, if two people came to me and told me that Sayyid X, he is the most learned, he is the mujtahid, and I knew these two persons or these two people, I know them, that they are the students of Hawza and they are just Adala, and they are I can trust their telling, they never lied on me. So here I'm going to take their words, but not that's only, but I have to know these two persons or these two people, they study in Hawza, not in Muqaddimat, not at the beginning of their studies in Hawza, but they are at the high level in Hawza, just like not a normal student, but maybe a mujtahid himself, not marji', but a mujtahid or a student of bahth kharij, talib bahth kharij. If it happened and these two students or one of them, he identified to you this person or Sayyid X, he is a mujtahid, that is acceptable. And brothers and sisters, this way it is also difficult, it is also rarely, seldomly happened, nadiran ma tahduth, because you can't see a jurist or mujtahid and you can't talk to him and he is going to tell you. It is very difficult. Not every person he can see a jurist and talk to him. All right. So, brothers and sisters, I will stop for fiqh till this issue, with issue number 3. way number two, and maybe way number two, it needs from us to explain it tomorrow. We will discuss it more tomorrow. So I'm going to stop for fiqh, for Minhaj Sayyid Sistani tonight, and I'll explain more about the second way tomorrow. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد.